Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Illinois will lead the United States in giving student athletes the opportunity to sign endorsement deals of their own, joining a growing coalition of states leading the fight for innovation in our modern collegiate sports system. Let me be clear, Illinois is now at the forefront of this movement. Yet another reason for student athletes to choose Illinois for college.
That is Governor Pritzker today as he signed this bill that will allow student athletes, college athletes, cash in on endorsement contracts, things like that. One of the people who will help them get that contract is A.J. Maestas. He is joining us now. A.J. is the founder of Navigate. It's an entertainment and sports market research company. A.J., welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Okay, so what does this mean? The governor says that Illinois is now leading the country on this issue. Are we?
Well, there's a few states that had already put this into law, but leading edge, right?
Yeah,
right,
okay.
There with the top 10 or 12 states. Yeah.
And what does it mean? What happens now?
Essentially, amateur athletes, NCAA athletes, have the rights and control of their, you know, their name, image, and likeness, allowing them to get endorsements or other forms of compensation outside of the university the way that an Olympic athlete does today, or the way that, you know, professional athletes do.
Now, AJ, forgive me if I don't know this, but are you the sort of agent who, are you an agent who will go out and sign these athletes, or do you help them find opportunities, or what would be your company's role in this new situation?
We're not a market maker or a broker like that. We tell people we're the McKinsey of sports in that we advise clients. So we work with all the league offices, the pro leagues, all the major networks and broadcasters. There's about 80 brands we've worked with and about 50 agencies we've worked with. So we're actually sort of an intermediary or consultant on people assessing who to sponsor or endorse or what is to pay for that deal. So we're kind of a strange player in there, but we do a lot of work in the collegiate space.
Well, so,
and so that's probably why we're talking.
So are there going to be a lot of college athletes becoming wealthy in Illinois because of this? Are there going to be just a handful? Are there going to be none? Or how do you see this market shaking out?
Well, there's almost two marketplaces I think are worth talking about. One is the real commercially motivated marketplace. You know, think of Gatorade, headquartered right there in Chicago, wanting to endorse an athlete to sell their beverages and other products and services. That will make, you know, 1 or 2% of athletes at big schools wealthy. Mm-hmm. Or really good money, six-figure income, let's call it. And if you think of it in the pro sports world, you don't really see every athlete on the Bears or the Cubs in commercials, right? It's just
sure.
A handful that have the broad appeal that they really get those dollars. But there is healthy money, not wealth money, but healthy money, especially in the eyes of a student athlete, for things like social media followings, where you can earn a couple thousand a year, maybe even 10,000 plus per year. That's one marketplace. People actually wanting to align products, or maybe camps, right? You know, student athletes being able to do summer camps with high school kids. But there's another marketplace, I think, that isn't being talked about a lot, and that's, you know, the recruiting enticement. Most people are trying to avoid this as a part of the rules, but it's really, now that it's law, outside the jurisdiction of the NCAA, and it's hard not to see this turning into something that becomes a way to attract high school athletes to your favorite university, or even transfers.
So in other words, you would say, hey, come to Chicago, come to Northwestern, because it's a major market and we can get more money for you here. Don't go necessarily to Bloomington and ISU. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's exactly right. They put a lot of energy, money, time, and effort into recruiting these kids. But I think we all know what our life was like when we were 18 to 22. It wouldn't be a great deal of money that would get you to sway from your favorite option to your second favorite option. And so what I'm projecting is a marketplace where 1% or 2% of athletes get what we would call wealthy off of traditional marketing deals. A lot of athletes make a little bit of money from legitimate marketing deals, but there's a whole other marketplace, which is how many of those passionate donors would love to win, you know, or right. recruit or land that next five-star superstar athlete that could make a difference on the basketball team, and how much would they pay for that, and how much would they impersonate it looking like an endorsement when it's really, yeah.
That's fascinating. Yeah, okay, so you could say, you know, if the Bulls want to compete for a player in free agency, or the Cubs want to compete for a player, they're the one paying the player, so they could pay as much as they want to get that player. In college basketball, the school is not the one paying the player, but would benefit from the player coming to the school. So then you've got sort of a third-party person in there in the equation, right?
That's exactly right.
So you would say, hey, kid, come play for me, and I'll get you a Gatorade deal. I don't think the schools can do that unless they do it with a wink and a nod, and Gatorade's waiting.
Well, that's right, and that's exactly what I'm describing. Imagine, as opposed to a big national sponsor like Gatorade, look how many athletes they sponsor, and they're one of the more prominent endorsers. Or there's another one here in the state of Illinois, State Farm, which chooses some top athletes, but they don't endorse 20 athletes. Mm-hmm. They have a handful that they use in different sports in their advertising. So that's not enough to go around with what I'm describing. What I'm describing is possibly, you know, your local Ford dealer that happens to be also a passionate fan of that university.
Okay.
And he might have that young person come in for one signing a year, but who's to say, and this is what Navi does, of course, but who's to say what the fair price is for one appearance in a radio ad or one appearance at a signing at a retail location, but they're really interested in having that young person come play for their favorite university. And the catch with that is, in the pro sports world, in that example you're giving, there's a players association that has the right to collectively bargain. And there's rules about free agency, seasons and open season for that and what have you. College also just passed rules related to the freedom to transfer anytime, essentially. So not only do I picture this recruiting enticement being sort of a gray marketplace, I don't want to call it a black market because, you know,
sure,
it's not against the law.
Yeah. But it's the underbelly. So if I run a dealership, and I'll just say Marquette, but Marquette will only operate on the up and up. Just so you know, AJ.
I take it you're a Marquette guy.
Yes, I am. Okay, but so let's say I've got a multi-billion-dollar car agency. I'm a big Marquette booster. I could say, "Hey, kid, I'll give you $150,000 to sing at my daughter's birthday party, as long as you go to Marquette." So that's a real underbelly.
That's right. And their current form of compensation is, you know, great training and exposure and an education. And that is compensation, right? Or that is valuable. But that's exactly right. How do you compete with that nod and wink, as you described it, for a six-figure deal? And again, this isn't what people are – too few people are anticipating this in my mind, but I had to share it with you because – who's going to get wealthy? A very elite few from legitimate endorsements, but actually a much larger group of kids could make a much larger amount of money, in my opinion, through that sort of free and open marketplace attracting them to play for their favorite university. I could be wrong, but things like this actually happen right now, you know, behind closed doors. Not often, but it happens. Now it's a tax-deductible marketing investment.
Well, okay, so let's scale it down quite a bit. Let's go to Charleston, Illinois, the home of Eastern Illinois University. And there's a guy there who owns a pizza joint. Might the quarterback on Tony Romo of the current day, you know, get $500 or $300 or free pizzas for life just, you know, to endorse the pizza? I mean, will there be that sort of small-scale equation as well?
Yeah, and I would consider that much closer to being reflective of real market value, right?
It's
known that the star quarterback goes there and he's on flyers in the store and what have you. Yeah, the free pizza for his 4 years, that's a fair trade-off probably. So I think that will be incredibly common. And therein lies one of the common benefits I'm describing, you know, where, you know, your average athlete could possibly get, you know, hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars per year of benefit. Especially if they have a large social media following and it's, you know, easier to sort of drive outcomes.
Yeah. I mean, certainly you're going to see a lot more social media contracts, I would imagine, than TV contracts. AJ Maestas is the founder of Navigate. Great help today, AJ. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Terry Savage just around the corner, but first we're going to check in with the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.